Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The first U.S. presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio, Tuesday night between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden was mired in insults and interruptions. Trump repeatedly talked over Biden and the moderator during the debate. The result was chaotic, as both men frequently interrupted each other. President Trump danced around the question from the moderator about whether he was willing to condemn white supremacists and military groups. Trump said he wants peace before eventually telling one group known as the Proud Boys to stand back, stand by. The debate comes as Biden maintains a 7 percentage point advantage over Trump in the polls, defending the rush to confirm Amy Coney Barrett by the Senate before Election Day. Mr. Trump said, "We have the Senate and we have the White House, and we have a phenomenal nominee respected by all. We won the election, and therefore we had the right to choose her." Biden responded, "We should wait. We should wait and see what the outcome of this election is." During another exchange, Trump said he has done more in 47 months than Biden has done in 47 years. While Biden has had the advantage in the polls in recent weeks, the race is close in several key battleground states, which raises the possibility that Trump could lose the popular vote but still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory. Both candidates have two more debates between one another before the November 3rd election, which they both agree may not be decided on that date. For more news, as always, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers are preparing for an historic confirmation battle over President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, who met with the Republican senators ahead of her Senate confirmation hearing next month. Democrats strongly oppose Amy Coney Barrett and Republicans' acceleration of the confirmation process. They maintain the winner of the presidential election should nominate successor to the liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th. National polls indicate most Americans share that perspective. North Korea has given no indication that it has moved any closer to denuclearization in its statement during the final day of the U.N. General Assembly on Tuesday. The administration of President Trump has demanded complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization from the rogue nation, but two summits between the leaders have not brought any tangible progress toward that goal, and their once warm personal relationship appears to have grown colder. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on NATO allies Greece and Turkey Tuesday to resume talks as soon as possible to settle an increasingly contentious maritime territorial dispute in the Mediterranean Sea. Two countries which are at odds over multiple issues have agreed to exploratory negotiations regarding an area in the eastern Mediterranean where their warships faced off last month. Following a meeting with the Greek Prime Minister, Pompeo said, in his words, we hope that these talks can continue in a serious way. The World Health Organization announcing Tuesday would aggressively investigate newly released reports of alleged sexual exploitation and abuse against Congolese individuals perpetrated by the WHO's Ebola aid workers in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The majority of accounts said that numerous men frequently plied women with drinks and either had propositioned them, forced them to have sex in exchange for a job, or terminated their contracts when they refused. And the Tennessee Titans and Minnesota Vikings have suspended in-person activities after the NFL says three Titans players and five personnel tested positive for coronavirus, becoming the first COVID-19 outbreak of the NFL season in week four. The Titans beat the Vikings 31-30 in the Minneapolis game last weekend. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.